they got to earn it, and this is the best way to do it, is do it against a team that bounced you out of the playoffs last year. And, you know, if it has to be against a team that beat you, you know, 5-0 this season, then so be it.
I do not want to see the Kings chuck threes if they're not going in. Like, I want them to take it to the rim and be aggressive to the rim.
I'm going to leave you guys with this. What are your wish lists for this matchup? Liz, what do you got?
Just fucking win. That's all I want. I don't care how you do it, why you do it, any ifs, ands, buts.
Welcome to the Sports Ethos Kings cast. It's Daily, joined by my co-pilots, Naima and Liz. How are you?
What's up, y'all?
Good afternoon, y'all.
Okie doke. First quarter, De'Aaron goes Fox Psycho 1000. He makes a floater, gets back-to-back steals, followed by breakaway layups. Kings start to pull away, 18-30 to end the quarter. Second quarter, Keon and Davion both hit two threes. Shout out to HB for getting a steal off Chris Murray. Keon drives for a layup. Kings up and running away with it, 65-37. Liz and Naima, your reactions.
Well, the first half was just Kings, for once, taking care of business. Like, this Blazer team was underhanded. They're just not a good team overall, like, this entire season. I know they beat us when in Portland and everything, but it's like you just had to take care of business and make sure that, like, you know, don't play with your food and all that. And everyone, it seemed like, was dialed in, was bought in, and De'Aaron just had a great first half. Like, it was just an overall great team effort in that first half, and it just continued through the second half.
Yeah, I mean, you come out, you be aggressive. I feel like they were moving the ball around, which is nice to see. The only thing that they were terrible at was getting a fucking rebound. The Blazers were getting second chance after second chance. Like, that was insane. Chris Murray, I think, had like 18 rebounds tonight, which is absolutely crazy. But shout out to him for, you know, doing that if he couldn't score. But yeah, I mean, everyone kind of got in the flow. You know, I liked Keon's shot selection. Like, if guys are going to go under you in screens, like, take those shots. Like, don't be afraid to pull the trigger. You know, it was nice seeing Sabonis get going with, you know, basically everything, the passing, the rebounding, the scoring. Davion coming off the bench, you know, doing what he's been doing. You know, Alex Lynn providing the defense down low. Nice to see. But yeah, I mean, you take care of business in your last game at home in the regular season. I guess that's all you can really ask for, especially to a really, really depleted Trailblazers team. But, you know, just work on what you can work on, control what you can control, and, you know, go out there and, you know, take care of business. And that they did. So, I mean, shout out to the Beam team.
Yeah, 100%. All right, third quarter, Domas hits a midi from the free throw line. Fox and Domas get handsy, which ends up in a steal for Keon. Domas hits another midi, and I hope he's really ramping up that shot for the playoffs. HB punches in a three, Kings up 99-58. Everybody on the timeline, including myself, are asking, well, the starters need to rest. Way too many weird, like, instances where the players are like falling or rubbing their shoulder, and I'm talking about our core, like De'Aaron and Doma. So people were really freaking out about that, and including the Blazers announcers, who were like, yeah, everybody holds their breath every time Domas fell down or when De'Aaron was grabbing his shoulder. So yeah, we were glad to see Davion and the bench unit come in for the fourth quarter. Mason Jones, JaVale, and Sasha get some minutes. Delano Banton pushes Colby Jones and gets a flagrant two, probably mad for getting stolen all in the first half by De'Aaron. That's all she wrote. Kings win by 40 or 30. Let me check the score just to make this an official thing. Let me see here. 121-82. Kings run away with it. Liz and Naima, what'd you think?
Yeah, I mean, again, you come out after halftime, you know, the guys took care of business. They got up, I think, like a 41-point lead at one point, you know, so they were able to rest, you know, all the core guys, you know, basically all the fourth quarter. So that's nice to see. I mean, I don't mind them playing, you know, big minutes. Chelsea Gray asked us in the pregame to Kyle and Katie, and you know, Katie did say like, no, it's good. Like, go out there, take care of business. You know, play your normal minutes, play what you got to play, because you know, like, too much rest sometimes doesn't benefit you. It's just good to have your legs under you and, you know, the shot selection and things like that. So they came out after half, took care of business, and got to sit, you know, the remainder of the game. So it was nice to see, you know, Harrison got going, you know, I think in the third quarter he had like 11 of his like 15 points or something like so far. So it was just, they were just being aggressive, getting to the basket, you know, dishing out to the three, hitting their 3-point shots. I thought the rebounding got a lot better in that second half too. So, you know, just doing what they need to do to get the game taken care of and, you know, wrap the regular season up at home and, you know, hopefully on to a, you know, exciting Tuesday game against the Warriors.
Yeah, exactly. Like, they just continued to play well, put the foot on the gas and just, you know, take that lead even higher in that second half. It was, like you said, Daly, it was good to see Domas taking mid-ranges. Like, I think that's going to be really important in this Warriors game, upcoming game and the play-in on Tuesday, because you know they're going to leave him open. And so he's got to knock that down. I mean, that's what they did to him the last series last year. So it's like, it's really important for Domas to have confidence in that shot and everything. So I'm looking forward to seeing what that game will be like. And hopefully the Kings will be able to light the beam again and beat the Warriors.
Right on. And yeah, Domas hits what I think 3 to 4 middies, and they were actually far. I don't necessarily want him taking 15 to 17 footers, but if he has to, and that's what the Warriors give him, I really hope he's comfortable with it and he could do it at game speed, especially playoff game speed when the Warriors are just swarming everything. We'll see, because like you said, that's going to be super key. But we are going to open up the mics. Let's talk about it. Feel free to request.
Yeah, it's going to be an interesting game on Tuesday, like elimination game against the Warriors, high stake. Like, I don't want to play the Warriors, but then again, you look on the other side and you're like, oh, you would have to play. Well, if you win against the Warriors, you're going to have to play either the Lakers or Pelicans. And it's like, you're either going to play them or the Warriors. So I guess it's not a win-win situation since the Pelicans owned us the entire series. So we'll see what happens.
I mean, the way I look at it is, you know what, like, we got ourselves into this position and didn't take care of business to get ourselves, you know, as high as the 6th seed. And if you want to get in the playoffs, you got to earn it. And so, you know, it starts on Tuesday against the Warriors, and, you know, hopefully game 7, that still haunts them and kind of, you know, puts that in their mind and amps them up. And, you know, hopefully we can, you know, kind of put that to bed. You know, I think that game would, you know, definitely help a lot of people's pain from last year. If we could, you know, end up winning that game, but it's at home. So that's, you know, one thing you would love is to have your home game, have your home crowd in it, you know, and obviously we always haven't played our best ball, you know, at home, but we went, you know, games 1 and 2 last season. We beat them in games 1 and 2 to start off the bat. So I expect, you know, big things from, you know, De'Aaron and Sabonis. And yeah, I mean, if they're going to sag off of them, I mean, Kevon Looney hasn't really been in their rotation as of late, but I think he's been playing a little bit more. So if they decide to use him again, obviously, you know, because the rebounding he provides and things like that, and the defense. But yeah, they're going to leave him open, shoot that damn ball. Like, there was a point today where they were sagging off of him and he's wide open. I literally yelled at the TV, shoot the fucking ball. Like, if, especially in a game like this where you're up so much, that's like, it's practice. Just shoot the damn ball. If you miss it, whatever, it's okay. Like, your defense gets back, it's better than a fucking turnover. Like, because that's what sometimes he's been struggling with this season, is he passes up that shot, dribbles into triple coverage, they slap it out of his hands, turnover. Like, if that is going to be your shot, start to take that shot. Like, he needs to develop a mid-range shot and be consistent at it. Because if he can do that, it'll only take his game to another level, and it'll keep those defenses honest on him as well. So, I mean, this is going to be a really big test Tuesday, but you know what? We still have a chance. And after 16 years of fucking shit basketball and, you know, 30 win seasons and less. Like, that's all I asked for is a damn chance. So, you know what? It's going to be exciting. I'm happy that, you know, at least we have a chance, because if it was the old format, we wouldn't even be in the situation. Like, this wouldn't even exist. So we have a chance to do it. I don't give a fuck who it's against. Give me the Warriors. If we somehow make it out of that game and we have to face the Pelicans, give me the damn Pelicans again. I really don't give a shit. They got to earn it. And this is the best way to do it, is do it against a team that bounced you out of the playoffs last year. And, you know, if it has to be against a team that beat you, you know, 5-0 this season, then so be it. So, again, we have a chance, and that's all I asked for.
100%, Liz. And nobody can complain about having more Kings basketball. So, yeah, I'm looking forward to it.
Well, I mean, a lot of people complain because, I mean, people were like, I'm over the season. I just want it to end. And it's like, yeah, but, like, when it's over, you guys are sad. And, like, damn, I really wish we had, you know, like, I get it. Games have been so frustrating this season. Like, there's times where, yes, we should have won, you know, some games late in games and things like that. Like, I 100% get it. But at this point, when we have a chance to get into the playoffs and play more basketball, and it's not only for the right now, but it is for the future too. Like, obviously, a lot of things ride on, you know, us getting the playoffs for this year with that, you know, Atlanta pick, hopefully, you know, being able to convey. But, like, I'd rather watch this team get into the playoffs, and if so be it, we get our fucking asses stomped. That, like, it is what it is, but it helps us for the future as well. Like, instead of just like, oh, well, today was our last game of the season, like, everyone else is in the playoffs and we have to watch everyone else, like, we still have a chance to do something. So I just wish fans would, like, put that into perspective. Like, we also just almost lost this team, you know, what, 14 years ago to another city. Like, we could be not even having a team in Sacramento to watch and cheer for. So just look at the little things, be thankful that, one, we still have a team, and now, two, for the past 2 years, we've had a winning record, which we've only done 10 times in the amount of time we've been in Sacramento. So just look at those little things, be thankful, and, you know, hopefully Tuesday is a good outcome.
Right on. Absolutely. And I'm just going to go to the speakers. I had something to say, but I totally forgot. Element, what's going on?
Good evening, Naima, Elizabeth, and Daly. I'm actually excited. We get to face the Warriors back in Golden One. Like, it's time for some get back. Like, I don't know, fuck all of that. Like, being depressed and everything. Everyone seems out. We won. Get granted, you know, it was a tough week, but you got to build. You know, when we're going down, this one's a good win to build off of. Like, yo, we can finally win the game. You know, take a deep breath. All right, the season was tough, but everything else doesn't matter anymore. The past is the past. You just got to win. And I like this game going into facing the Warriors, even though we don't got Monk and Herter. We still have enough to beat them. It's going to be tough, but we still have enough to beat them. We're going to be – this is the perfect opportunity. Like, this is really legit a perfect opportunity. Get a win there, and either we face the Pelicans, which will be a tough matchup, or we get to face the Lakers in the playoffs, which I've been praying for a long, long time, ever since 02. So for me, I see this as opportunity. I'm excited for it. Like, we get to eliminate the team that eliminated us, get our get back, and we get to either face the Lakers, who I don't need to explain how I feel about them or how we feel about them. And then the Pelicans, who just been fucking us up all year. So this is a chance to get some get back, like, honestly. Like, we don't really got shit else to lose. Like, for me, there's no pressure for us because everyone thinks we're trash anyway. We were supposed to be here. We're frauds and everything. Just some of the shit I seen just on the X is just crazy. So for me, there should be, like, no pressure on us. I'm actually confident just going. I don't know why I'm confident going into the next week. Just, like, just take it one game at a time, one quarter at a time. Just play your game and really take care of business against the Warriors, and then you got to see where you got to go, at either LA or New Orleans, preferably LA. But honestly, you know, the season wasn't really that bad, had some highs and lows, but honestly, you know, we still did pretty good in injuries and still winning 10 games over 500. You know, it's not the best, but, you know, I'll take that every time, you know, going through what we went through. But it's definitely an opportunity. They should be more so excited. Like Davion said, they get to get their get back. Like, that's the mindset going into the locker room. And I feel pretty confident. Like, they definitely haven't forgotten. So I like to see that whenever, you know, I can tell the team has, you know, a competitive edge, you know, like, I'm confident going into that game. Now, if they were just talking more so song of Riffle, then, no, it will be a little bit different. But I think they have the mindset, yo, we can, you know, like, eliminate this team. And then being the Warriors, eliminating Steph Curry, should give them some confidence. But like I said, it's going to be tough. It's not easy, especially without our shooting guards. But we still have ways to beat them. So hopefully we just got to see how everything's going to turn on, especially how Sabonis, you know, takes up that challenge of just going against the Warriors. So it's something interesting to see. So, but I like it, though. So we just got to see. Still things to be excited about. You know, not every season is going to go perfect. It is what it is. Like, you know, there's highs and lows with everything, single thing you do. Life, working your job, relationships, school. Like, NBA basketball is no different. So we'll be all
right. Right on, Element. And I'm mostly excited for the fans. We get one more game at least at home.
Yeah.
To show out and do what we do. I'm excited for just the city of Sacramento in general. Those playoff games, those postseason games are electric in Golden 1. So whatever happens, happens. But yeah, we get one more time to handle business. So yeah, I agree with everything you said. Thank you so much for coming through, man.
Thank you guys for having me.
Ross, what's going on, man?
What up, everybody? Kind of exactly how you wanted the game to go. Just don't want to think about anything and get any bad vibes. They basically just kind of saged the arena from the last loss. So I'm very happy they just handled business more than just for getting the win, just getting their mind straight and seeing the ball go in the basket and kind of moving past. Sometimes you need to get back out there and play another game when you have a bad loss. It's as simple as that. That's the only way to get by it. Probably didn't sleep great the last few nights. So just kind of shows, you know, this team has been through so much like ups and downs this year. It's tough as a player, man. Like, it's tough on a coach. I know Mike Brown probably hasn't slept a lot this year. But credit to him, because he's really working with probably the least amount of parts. Obviously, we know we could talk about all day, but, you know, it comes into play with not getting a lot of calls and being a coach. That has to be really frustrating, because you make this perfect game plan and one or two things don't go your way and it counts as a loss on your permanent record. So I love Coach Brown. I hope he stays here forever. I know we could nitpick a few things here and there, but we're super lucky. I think a lot of fans that don't appreciate him have completely forgot about our last 7 or 8 coaches and what a nightmare it can be having a coach that's either not perfect X and O's or not perfect morale guy. But he's a good combination. Obviously, he could, you know, be better at things, but we are super blessed to have him. And just on the season overall, just being appreciative of, you know, I watch a lot of basketball, and I've watched the Kings. I watched them when they were bad. I'd record the games and I'd watch them anyways, even if they were losses. And so to be able to watch 40 wins any year it's fun, man. Like, obviously the losses suck, and there has been some absolutely painful stingers this year, especially with the expectations being higher. But every Kings win I won, I was having a blast. You know what I'm saying? Smile on my face. Just feels good to have a team that's respectable. So as much as this season was, you know, it has its ups and downs, fun time. Super appreciated. Moving on to the Warriors series, I'm happy we get to replay them. I got just for the shit talking alone, if we win, will be beautiful. If we lose, it is what it is. You know, we're kind of playing with house money right now. So I say bring it. And I think we're going to send them home. After that, who knows? Don't even worry about that till it's a talking point. But as far as the series, we have Keon this year, and our team is completely different from last year. Last year, we couldn't hit a three to save our life in that series, but we also just had zero defense. And with the defense in the last 25 games, having Keon instead of Herder out there, And even as much as I love him, and God, do we miss Monk, his defense, you know, he's a smaller guy, shorter arms. So his energy was always there. But technically on paper, you know, we're a better defense without him. So it's going to be really interesting. Warriors are playing well, but we didn't have Keon last year. Davion's playing out of his mind. So not only does he have his confidence on offense, but we can throw a couple guys. We can throw Fox on Steph, Keon, Davion, just try and keep a super fresh body on him. So it is a different look. Keegan obviously is, you know, struggling a little on offense, but he's better defensively, much better rebounder this year. And we struggled with rebounding in that series last year. So we got some things going for us. And lastly, I think Fox was hoping we'd sneak into the playoffs, get a sixth seed. And, you know, he hasn't been going to the basket as much, and I can't blame him with the fouls, but completely expect him to put his body out on the line and super aggressive Fox in this game. Expect him to shoot, you know, 8 to 10 free throws and just be constantly attacking the paint, especially if they're going to, depends whether they're going to keep Looney in or not. But Fox has played great against the Warriors, and I expect him to kind of pretty much put his body on the line this year. And I like our chances in that game.
I want to hear from everybody else. What are your feelings on this Warriors Kings matchup? For me, it's 50-50. It could go either way. We all know Steph is always ignitable, and he could go for 50, if not more. To do it twice against this team in the same building, I don't know. He might even go for 60, or he'll probably just drop a 30-piece. Who knows? I do love our improved defense, like you say. We could put Keegan on him. Keon, Davion, Fox. Then again, we do have to watch out for Wiggins. And then they have new pieces as well with Trace and Pods. So, yeah, it's going to be different, and I'm super excited. Liz, Naima, Element, Joseph, what do you guys think?
Well, honestly, like you, Daly, I feel like it's 50-50. Going into it, I really have, like, zero expectations of what's going to happen, because you literally don't know it. In knockout games, like, it's hard to know, like, what's going to happen, because sometimes a team just shows up and they shoot lights out and the other team is just not shooting well. Sometimes it's a close game till the very end. So I don't really expect much. The one thing I do hope is, like, the Kings do come out better than they did in Game 7, because that was brutal to watch. And you know what? I hope they rewatch that game and see what went wrong and understand, like, they can't allow that to happen again. And, like, especially with, like, you know, we're all scared of what Steph Curry's, like, ability, what he can do in a game, in an elimination game. So it's like, don't let him beat you again, right? I was just watching the post game with, like, Chelsea Gray, and she was saying, like, you just have to force someone else to beat you. You cannot let Steph Curry beat you like that. So if it has to come down to, like, doubling him and letting someone else hit, like, you know, try to shoot an open shot, then so be it, because it's like that's what Steph Curry, we all saw what he did in Game 7 and just throughout the series. So expectations are absolute zero, and like you, 50-50.
Right on.
I mean, I have a feeling they're going to blitz Steph early in the game. I feel like that's inevitable. That's probably going to be the first thing that happens, is they're going to blitz Steph as much as they want. Now, the issue is we've been doing that in a lot of games, but come halftime, the other team adjusts, and then we don't adjust to their adjustments. So that's where you kind of have to, you know, watch the previous games this season. You know, we split the series 2-2. Watch maybe last year. Obviously, the lineups are different, you know, because they have different players now as well with Pods and, you know, Trace Davis Jackson or whatever. But yeah, like, it's going to be interesting. And I guarantee Mike Brown will not be sleeping probably for the next few days. Just watching, you know, all of the coaching staff, just watching all the film, you know, getting these guys prepared and ready. Because, again, you have to throw the kitchen sink in this game. Like, that's what you got to do. You're going to have to throw everything you can, the kitchen fucking sink, all of Golden One Center, like, you have to throw everything you can. And again, if you can try to maintain, you know, if you can try to just get Steph to have an okay game, because he's still probably going to get 20 points regardless. That's just who Steph is. But if you could try to maintain his, like, try to make anyone else beat you, try to get Wiggins, you know, whatever. I mean, we all know what Clay's done to us in the past, too. That's always scary, because if he starts going, that can also get dangerous. But I will say, I mean, what, the last time we saw the Warriors was in January, I think. It's been that long. And I think that was the game that Harrison went off for, like, almost 40 fucking points. So, I mean, all these guys need to be aggressive. Everyone needs to step up. Everyone needs to do their job and be do what's being asked of them. No one needs to be the hero. You know, hopefully Fox, it was nice to see him, obviously, last year in the playoffs. You know, he obviously had an amazing, you know, first playoff appearance. Like, he did his damn thing. But everyone needs to play their role, do what they need to do. So I'm excited. Again, anything can happen. You know, it is a one game. You know, you either win or you lose. If you lose, you go home. But again, I'm happy for the opportunity. So I know these guys will be ready. I know Golden One Center will be ready. And yeah, hopefully I don't see a lot of yellow in the crowd, because that'll just make me want to fucking throw up. So everyone tomorrow, they go on sale at 10. So Kings fans, buy your damn tickets. Do not let these fucking Warriors fans try to come and, like, take over the building like they said they were going to do last year, but that obviously did not happen. But yeah, I expect the crowd to be, you know, show up. It'll just be a situation if the Kings show up. So if they're not making their outside shots early, that's fine. Get to the fucking basket. Do what you can do. But yeah, it's just going to be interesting to see what, you know, the Warriors come with, because their lineup obviously, you know, have been very different this season as well. So I'm just excited. It's going to be a great game. They have all been good games this season. But again, yeah, I'm excited for the opportunity.
100%. The only reason why I say it's 50-50 is because it is at home. I would actually give it, I would give the Warriors a little bit more of a percentage as far as chance to win, like maybe 55 or 60-40, just because they've been rolling lately. They've won like 8 out of the last, you know, out of their 10 games. So it's like, yeah, you know, it's hard to beat a team that has momentum. So we'll just have to see. Keith, what's happening? Do us a favor, though. If you could start off with your take on the current matchup against the Warriors before you talk about the game, if that's what you're going to do. That'd be fantastic. How are you, man?
Well, I aim to please, and, you know, you are the host, so I have no choice, but alas, I would have done that anyways. No, just kidding. Okay. Good evening, everybody. Afternoon, evening, whatever. It's 3:30. Who gives a fuck? Listen, man. Do I really, you know what? No. You know what? Do I really need to explain what's going on here? Do I really need to break it down to you people? This is a chance at redemption. Nearly 1 year ago today, that goddamn chef sunk our season, our beautiful season, which we didn't want to end. And it was depressing and it was awful. And he put a 50 ball on us and everyone came to my Twitter. It was awful. But I said something that night. I said, you know what? That's okay. He got his. I mean, he is one of the best of all time. I would never say he's the greatest of all time, but that's a different story. But back on top, I said, you know what? He got his, but this is just the beginning. This is a process, and we'll be back. And we I guess we're kind of back. I mean, like, you know, obviously this year has been a disappointment, but this is an opportunity for the Kings, who all year through injuries and inconsistency and just overall a little bit of a drop-off as far as maybe some people's expectations, depending on who you read on the internet, the World Wide Web. This is the chance for the Kings to conquer their fucking demons, man. One game playoff, win or you go to Cancun. Win or you're on the next Southwest Airlines flight to Mexico, okay? And what better way? It'll never make up for Game 7. I understand that. Different situation. But what a way for the Kings to conquer their demons than to beat the Dubs, man. In Golden 1, the same place where he exploded on us. So I think it's going to be a great matchup. Now, obviously, as Liz touched on, basketball-wise, the last time they played, that was January. That feels like a million years ago. Obviously, Davis is a great player. I feel like he's just scratching the surface as a big man. Podemski, amazing when he gets on a heater. But that's a different team. And obviously, the Kings are a different team because obviously not going to have Monk, not going to have the Velvet. But, I mean, I think kind of Liz kind of touched on it, man. It kind of reminds me of, like, the MLB wild card. I mean, one-game scenario, anything can happen when it was a one-game. But, like, you know, anything can happen in a situation where you just roll the ball out. You got 48 minutes to decide whether you win or you go home. And so I think for the Kings, you know, listen, obviously they beat the Blazers. That's not saying much. But I think this is an opportunity for that team to say, okay, you know what? This is our season. This is what we're looking at. I fully expect Mike to come in with the mindset, listen, we got to make sure he doesn't get his, man. Because if he gets over 35, 40, they're probably losing. There's a lot that has to go into that. But from my perspective, all he needs to do, Curry, that is see one drop. And I think it's going to be really relying upon the Kings winning those second chance point opportunities. Because when the Kings are winning the offensive or the rebounding battle, and they're not allowing the opposition to get those second chance points, really good team, man. But when the Kings allow that team, whoever they're playing, to just rebound the ball over and over and over again, eventually someone's going to put it in the bucket. So if you can win the rebounding battle and they can get out in the fast break and just really push the pedal to the metal, I think the Kings have a good chance to win. But again, we've seen this story over and over. I am a firm believer how this is going to go. They'll get out to like a 15-point lead. I fully expect the Kings to get out to a 10-15-point lead. The arena's going to be rocking. I'm probably going to buy my tickets because fuck it, why not? But, you know, it's going to come down to, can you keep the lead? Can you keep the foot on the gas? Can you keep your foot on their throat? And if they're able to do that, they probably win. But again, this is the Warriors. They're a championship pedigree team. Whatever happens, happens. But alas, I would rather it be a one-game playoff as much as I would have rather be one of those top six teams. I would rather be in a situation where at least you're playing somewhat deep in the spring and maybe the summer, as opposed to, hey, Dalton Connect looks good, maybe we take him in the draft. So I would rather have that experience than no experience at all. So we'll just see what happens, man. But yeah, like Liz said, tickets go on sale 10 a.m. Monday. Let's go get them. Let's go root on the fucking team. And hopefully we turn the fucking Jets on and light the beam.
Shout out, Keith, for the Dalton Connect reference. I love that. Thank you, Keith. Appreciate it. Serial, man, what's going on?
What's up, Daly? I'm not going to talk about today's game, obviously. We played against some eighth graders, did what we were supposed to do. It's all good. I've been calling for this one-game playoff, whatever. I've been calling this for 2 weeks now, ranting and raving, like, you got to go through your demons. And that's just what it is. Every great team, this is how it's been. You got to get past that one team that gives you, you know, between them and the, I wouldn't even say the Lakers, but like the two teams we love to beat. And this is the one team that I'm going to be talking trash for the next 2 days. I'm going to call into 95.7 the game tomorrow. I'm going to talk trash to Bonte. I'm going to pull out my Bonte Sacramento Kings shirt out. I'm going to be showing it to him. If I can get in on Tuesday, I'm going to be wearing it there. I'm going to be talking trash to him because I know he's going to be there. Like, this is the game. Like, I do think, obviously, doesn't have to be said, but like, obviously, we'd have a better chance with Monk, but that just isn't what it is. But this is an echoing. I know I came in a little bit late, but I think they, Liz was talking about it too, is this is the bonuses game. Like, win or lose, and obviously more win, but like, he needs to have a big game. That ball needs to go through him. He needs to be decisive. He needs to attack. He also needs to play smart. But all the things that are his, are to his advantage, he needs to take full advantage. Like, I can't have this dude. I know if he had a bad game, I'm not going to say trade him or overreact or any of that. But I would be highly, highly disappointed if this dude doesn't come and he's not, to me, doesn't have the best game of the. If he has the best game on that, on our squad, we have a very, very, very good chance of winning that game. Because there's nobody on that team in reality that can guard that dude. It just depends on where's his mind frame. And not only his mind frame, but this is big for Mike Brown to sit him down, and he's got a day to do this, and sit the whole team down and devise a plan that not only obviously goes through him because the ball goes through him anyway, but that he's aware that he needs to be aggressive. And not just, I hate to use the term shoulder aggressive, but smart aggressive, right? Look at what the refs are doing too. Look at what they're giving you in those first couple of minutes. Look at how they're calling the game. Hopefully they're letting these guys play, but you never know with these guys. But just, man, just be cerebral. Be sure of what you're doing, like on every pass, on every score. Like, just, I need this dude to be that dude. I need him to be Fox. Fox obviously has to be Fox, but I also need Sabonis to be, like, in his mind, know that he's that dude. And I think playing through those both, as long as the ball's flowing well between those two guys, I think we're going to be okay. Like, I think we're going to be in the game. And then at the end of the day, if it's a close game at the end, whatever happens, happens. I saw your post. I saw the post that you were talking about how, like, everybody, you know, craps on you three for being the positive in spaces. And I'm not going to lie to you, there are days that when you guys are positive after a loss, I'm distraught where I want you guys to say something different, but I get it, right? Like, I get it. We all react to things differently. Nobody's right or wrong unless you're starting to call people names and say stupid things. But other than that, we're all fans, and we're all entitled to react however we want to react. You're more level-headed than me, and that's a compliment. Because there's a lot of times in my head, I got a lot of things rolling in my head.
But it doesn't help, though, right? Like, when you walk into a beehive of a bunch of Kings fans just shitting on the team, like, and I could point anybody in the direction of those shows where they're criticizing the coach and they're shitting on Monty and they're shitting on the players. It's just not a good place to be. And I don't even like that headspace. It doesn't help when you're already feeling bad about a loss. So there's no reason for us to do it. You know what I mean?
Oh, absolutely, bro. Like, absolutely, 130% agree with you. There's even someone that's been in this spaces that every time I see a post, it's everything, even if it's like they'll say something about another player, somehow goes back to Fox and what Fox did last year and what he does this year. And it's like, bro, let it go, man. Like, let that shit go, man. Like, I get what you're saying, even if I don't agree with everything you're saying on the level that you're saying it. But okay, that's your opinion. That's cool. But every answer doesn't end with that. Every answer to a question does not answer with last year Fox. Like, get over that shit. But I digress on that. But like I said, man, like, just keep it close. Just obviously big in a lot of ways, just with the draft picks and all that. But I also think, like, beyond that, if they get this, and just to get into if they can get into the playoffs, like, everything else is the cherry on top. It's a feel good regardless. Not to say I'd ever want to get swept by anybody, but you could get swept by that next team and you still got some on them Warriors. And that, to me, there's rivalries, man. And that's part of it. Is it a championship? No. And of course, that's all they'll say is like, oh, you mean it seem like you beat us like it's a championship. Nah, you know what it is, bro. Because if y'all beat us, you'll be up on us the same exact way. But I'm looking forward to it. It's exciting, man. As long as there's always one more game, there's always excitement as far as I'm concerned.
And not to preload the excuses, but we all know when we play the Warriors on Tuesday, it's going to be 5-on-8. Those refs are going to be giving them the whistle. It is what it is. They always do. So it's an uphill battle. We love it. I also want to shout out my two co-pilots that I'm not doing this without, Naeem and Elizabeth. You know, we don't get paid. We're literally here on just our own time volunteering. I haven't even gotten paid for ad money on the podcast. It's like, it's crazy. So, and that's a whole nother story, which I'll get into sooner or later. So shout out to them for always taking time out to do this. And you guys are the best. So with that being said, Peter, it's been a minute. How are you?
Yeah, what's up, man? I had to begin. I don't know. Life's got busy lately, but the timing was just perfect. And I wanted to like stop by and just say what's up. And then, yeah, I mean, I guess kind of see what everyone's saying. For the most part, I feel like I kind of saw this downfall coming, like, you know, about like a week ago or whatever, with them ending kind of like lackluster, I guess, their record over the last 10 games or so of the season. And I guess it's fine. I personally agree with Manny, what he said about, like, even if we get swept or whatever, like, you know, if we had to beat the Warriors to get in and avenge, you know, like last season's series with them, and then, you know, either beat the Lakers, which is always nice, or, you know, finally, like, you know, beat the Pelicans this season. I mean, you know, 1-6 games or whatever would be nice. If we could do either of those two and we get into the playoffs, and then it's just like, you know, they completely shit the bed afterwards. And even if they get blown out in 4 games or whatever, it's like, okay, like, we're not going to be in the second round. But, you know, we have something to build off of first off, and second off, the Lakers and the Warriors aren't going to be in the playoffs either, which, you know, will help me, like, sleep better at night. I don't know what to expect going into Tuesday, but I am excited for it. It feels like this version of the Kings, I honestly feel like, has a better chance of surprising the Warriors, just because they do know us. These are two teams that know each other fairly well, but they kind of know the team that we are with Monk and Herder. And, you know, I'm not going to go as far as to say, like, you know, the Kings are better without Monk or Herder. But it just, you know, goes to show, like, you know, sometimes, you know, there's game planning and all that stuff that goes into getting ready for an NBA game. And I don't know if they've seen a lot of us, you know, playing heavy Keon Ellis minutes. I'm interested to see how that looks. And yeah, just going into to Tuesday, like, trying to enjoy the moment. Happy that there's a postseason in Sacramento. And even if we don't get playoffs, you know, like, at least we're, you know, like, making it interesting at this time of the year. I guess that's all you could ask for.
Love it, Peter. I agree. Well said. And that's the beautiful thing about Keon Ellis is whether or not, you know, he shoots well in a game, we know what he's going to give us defensively. And he's a constant there. And I think that is so key for this one and done game coming up. In you know, as a fan of March Madness in that tournament, one and done games are amazing. And you really can't call them. And sometimes momentum can be thrown out the window. Anything can happen. So we're about to find out. I'm going to leave you guys with this. What are your wish lists for this matchup? I mean, for me, I just want to see Domas take at least 4 to 6 mid-range shots. I want him to remember what he worked on over the summer. If I see that fucking chest bump left hook combo again over and over like he always does, and he forgets what he knows and he forgets his bag, I'm going to scream, right? So for me, that's my wish list, is for him to shoot 4 to 6 mid-range shots. What about you guys?
I do not want to see the Kings chuck threes if they're not going in. Like, I want them to take it to the rim and be aggressive to the rim, because there were too many games this season where we just kept shooting from three and it was just not working. And I'm like, just get to the hole. And I feel like we can take that advantage into the rim. And, you know, Fox, like, I understand he doesn't get calls like he wants to down there, but it's like there's a higher chance of you scoring in the paint than not in the paint. So that is, like, number one when it comes to, like, change. Like, if something isn't working, don't just keep doing the same thing over and over again. That's just insanity. So, yeah.
Liz, what do you got?
Just fucking win. That's all I want. I don't care how you do it, why you do it, any ifs, ands, buts. Literally, go in there, give it your all, and win the fucking game.
Fair enough. Fair enough. Right on. Torino, what's up?
Yeah, all a combination of what all three of you said. Domas imposing his will, getting into his bag, and just not shying away from the moment. Like Naima said, just not forcing the issue from beyond the arc. If it's not there, you know, try to mix it up. And we got to remember, the Warriors are foul prone. They're not great defensively. You know, they have a couple good defenders, but team defense isn't that great. So, you know, force their hand, man. You know, get into them and force the refs to call the game.
Yeah, fair enough. And in one small detail, Gary Payton II is kind of day-to-day, questionable. He hasn't played since his injury, but they haven't ruled him out. I swear to God, he plays so well against us defensively. He's a dog, and he gives us fits, honestly. So we'll see what happens there. If he plays, that's just going to add to our uphill climb that day, but we'll see. Not that I'm wishing injury or wish his injury was longer. I'm just saying it's something to look out for. We appreciate everyone coming through. We are out of here. You guys truly are the best. We appreciate it. We have one more of these things to go, maybe even more. If so, that's great. If not, it's been a great season. So that being said, we're out of here. Liz and Naima, any last words?
Enjoy Tuesday with whatever you're doing. If you're able to go to the game, you're going to be watching at home, enjoy it. Because again, we're having a chance after 82 games. You know, we still have a chance. And that's all I ask with this team is just to have some type of a chance. And then I do also want to give a shout out to, you know, Sabonis. He played 82 games this season, which is incredible. And then also Harrison Barnes. I mean, people can shit on him, hate on the man, do all they want. But at his age to play 82 games again, back-to-back seasons is absolutely incredible. He just continues to show up and be the professional that he is. So, that being said, you know, light the beam, and I'm looking forward to Tuesday's night's game.
Yeah, I hope we see a win on Tuesday and we can keep this season going until the very end. So, yeah, just hoping the Kings come out ready, play with effort. And look, as we were just saying, like, it's like a 50-50. Everyone's like agreeing, like the hypotheticals of what could happen. We don't know exactly what happened, but as long as the Kings come out like and they play hard, like I'll be satisfied with the end. Of course, a win would be best. But yeah, hopefully we'll light that beam on Tuesday. Go get your tickets if you can go and everything, and like support the team.
Yeah. And let's add a play-in beam to the list of all kinds of beams. We have regular season beams, we have first round beams. Now let's add a play-in beam or two. Well, we need two to get into the playoffs. So let's add a playoff beam to that, to the resume.
Yeah, for sure, man. Whatever happens. What's that? Yeah, whatever happens, man, it's like this is just going to add up to experience. They're going to learn from this regardless. So like we always say, we always build here. And that's that. So with that, we're out of here. Good day, good night, and light the beam.